This week on the Time Bat Show.
I mean, maybe he can talk. He's just like, listen, I need
to. I'm a werewolf right now.
And the other person's like,
Janet, it's me. It's Alexander Rabies.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Time Bat Show, episode number 59.
Not even close.
No? 67. 60.
What episode? Wait, we're having a... hang on.
Oh, no, it's 69. We're on 69.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's a nice number. Isn't that what the kids say these days?
Yeah, kids love that number.
Oh, this will be so stupid. I feel
why
like
is it stupid?
Because it's like the dumb meme, the 69 meme. It's like, nice.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like Weed Man 69XX. That's
four, my 420.
Name.
420. 420 no, Weed Man. 69
420, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. 420 Weed Man 69XX. That's it. That's my new screen name.
We should just both change our Twitter names.
Wouldn't that be... We should rename the show, like, like Weed Man 42069.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, like, you would be Weed Man, and okay. Then I would be... Who would I be? Because we need a show title that combines both of our names, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if it was, like, the Weed Man 42069 show...
All right. I'll be Weed Man and you be Bong Bro. We have like a secret handshake type thing that we do where you go like and I go noises.
Yes.
Like we're doing a bong rip. Yeah.
I gotcha. So you're Weed Man 69 mm-hmm. and I'm Bong Bro 420.
Yeah.
Right? Perfect.
Perfect.
And then there's X's before and after.
Yeah.
The name.
You don't. Those aren't pronounced though. They're silent.
No, I know. They're silent accents. Yeah. Welcome to the Weed Bong Show. I'm your host, Bong Bro. 420.
And I'm Weed Man 69.
And what kind of episode do we have today, Weed Man?
Well, last week,
getting serious,
there was a man
now.
Named Todd Rogers, and. Yeah. He was under investigation for cheating in video game world records.
Oh, yeah, we have a follow-up to that, don't we?
We have a follow-up for this. A couple of days after we posted the last episode.
I feel like we're a real news source now.
Yeah. This has been our, like, longest-running story, I think.
I know, it's very exciting. It's anyway, go ahead.
Episodes.
I'm sorry.
Anyway, so this whole fiasco has reached its conclusion.
Whoa, what's the conclusion?
Todd Rogers has been removed from all record books.
Wow.
And has been banned from submitting video game high school. Scores ever again.
He's been scrubbed from history, from the history books.
Yeah, they Lance Armstronged him.
Wow, poor Todd. Well, I don't really feel bad for him, but
no,
you know what we should do?
What should we do?
We should reach out to Todd Rogers.
Ask him to be on the show.
Get him on the show, right?
So,
right?
We would want to make it seem like we don't think he was wronged.
Right, true. We have to play it neutral. Like,
yeah.
Like like a Katie Couric kind of interview.
Two sides to every story.
Where it's like, we want to hear your side, Todd. We want to hear it from you. Kind of thing, you know.
Because, you know, these guys over at Guinness and Twin Galaxies, they might have an agenda against you.
Yeah. They might have just succumbed to all the pressure mounting from all the community.
The fans.
Yeah, we should reach out to Todd and be like, hey, Todd, I wonder if he has a Twitter.
Oh, yeah, he doesn't. I checked.
At King of Video Games or something like that, right? Yeah. Maybe as a publicist or something, we could be like, hey,
I don't know if Todd, the King of the Video Games Rogers, gets enough publicity to pay a publicist.
How are you supposed to find someone on the internet these days when there's no way to... Like, if they don't have a presence on the internet, I don't know how you're supposed to find them, you know?
Yeah, they basically don't exist.
This is an interesting conundrum.
Every social media account.
So, like, let's take a trip back to the 1980s. If you want to look someone up, you can do it. It's called the phone book.
Yeah.
Also, you could find someone who knows him in the phone book and call them up and be like, hey, I need to contact this person. Today, nobody is listed in the phone book anymore. So the only way you can find somebody is like emailing them or finding them on social media or something. So like, how do you do that if you don't have, if they're not on the internet? What do you do? How do you find them?
Yeah, let's say the Terminator is sent back to our year this year.
Exactly.
They need to find Sarah Connor, but she's a paranoid.
She's smart. She doesn't have anything on the internet about her.
Yeah, Sarah Connor is the kind of person that does not have a Facebook.
She's not on Facebook. She's not on Twitter. She's not on LinkedIn. She's not on anything.
Yeah, so what's he supposed to do?
I mean, that's a great question. I don't know. What does he do? We don't know.
I actually don't know the answer. Yeah.
I mean, it was so much easier back in the day. You just rip a phone book page and like, here she is. This is her house. Mm-hmm. Let's just go there. But today, like, what do you do? I don't know. That's a great question, actually. Right?
Yeah.
Today, he would, like, hack into some database.
Yeah,
to, like a medical database. Yeah, to, like, find her address.
You know? He would go over to the FBI or the NSA or something and use one of their, you know, surveillance tools.
He would hack into one of their computers.
Yeah, to get in
find her address. Okay. That'd be a lot more, it's still a lot more complicated than ripping out a page of the phone book.
And just killing everybody with the same name, yeah.
Right. I mean, that one's so much easier. I feel like things are, like, easier but also harder today. Like, it's harder to find somebody. But it's also easier if they're willing to be found, you know?
Yeah.
It's harder to find someone that doesn't want to be found today. Because they could just not be on the internet. And then you're just like, well, I don't know where the hell you even live, Sarah Connor. Anyway, that was completely a tangent. But Todd Rogers, we need to find a way to reach out to him and get him on the show. Because I want to hear his story. I think it would be interesting.
Yeah, and he sounds nice. I think you sound nice, Todd Rogers, if you're listening right now to the show after we email you.
I'm sure he's listening. Obviously. Why wouldn't he? I imagine he's kind of a nice guy. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, he did probably cheat. Well, that's not, we can't prove that.
We're not going to say that, though.
We're not going to say that to his face. Yeah. We'll paint you in a good light, Todd. We'll be neutral to this whole debacle. Because it's not really a big deal. Like, I don't care if you cheated. Like, it doesn't matter to me. Like, it's not like this is the, Tour de France or anything. This is just video game stuff. It doesn't matter. But, you know, people do care. So, anyway, interesting. If there's any news in the story, we'll be sure to keep you posted. And I guess I'll try to find Todd. I'll see what I can do. And we'll see what happens. Speaking of getting people on the show, I feel like our listener engagement is in a pretty rough place these days, you know?
When was the last time we had a listener question?
I don't even know.
Was it in the 50s?
I think it was last year. You see what I did there? It was last year. You get it?
Cause it's only, yeah, I get it, because it's only, like, January.
It's February 1st now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been rough. I don't know. I'm coming up with new ways of improving our engagement. Maybe we should do, like, a contest or something.
Yeah.
Like a giveaway. No, I'm serious.
Let's workshop
this. Spitball it right now.
Make this work.
Okay.
NPR?
Yes.
They have you call a phone number, and if you call in and donate $10, you get like a tote, sack and tote.
Yes. So we do that. So we make a tote of the Time Bat Show.
Yeah.
A Time Bat Show tote. A Time Bat Show tote. Bag thing. Every podcast needs its own tote bag, I feel like. I think that's when you make it.
That's right? When you've made it, yeah. I don't know if we're there yet, where we get our own tote bag yet.
I mean, we are in episode 69, right?
True, yeah.
Maybe we'll do that. We'll do like a call-in thing, and then they can win a tote bag. Yeah, there we go. We got it. We've solved it.
Yeah, we're never going to do that.
Maybe. I don't know. We could buy one tote bag and have it as a prize. Like, we're not going to have, like, a bunch of them. We'll just have one for the listener that wins, you know, whoever it may be. I don't know why anyone would want to carry around a tote bag that has our logo on it, though. Like, that would be the most embarrassing thing in the world. Like, hey, what's that? It's like, oh, it's a really bad podcast I
don't
like.
Don't listen to it. You'll hate it.
That reminds me at work today. I was talking to somebody that sits right next to me. And they were, like, joking around, and I was joking around with him. And he's like, oh, ha, ha, we're so funny, we should have a podcast. And in my stupid head, I said this. Not in my head. It slipped out of my mouth. I was like, oh, I already have a podcast. And he's like, what?
No.
He's like, what is it called? And I was like, oh, shit. I'm not telling you. It's not called anything. I don't have a podcast.
It's not the Time Bat Show. That's not mine.
And he, like, kept asking me for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. And I, like, was like, nope. I'm not going to tell you. So I held firm and did not mention it. But, like, right after I said that I had one, I, like, became incredibly embarrassed.
Yeah.
So, anyway, yeah. That reminded me of the tote bag. Like, that's the same kind of thing. Like, hey, look at this bad podcast we've got here. Look at this. It's real bad. Don't listen to it.
I've never told anyone about this either. The people in my family found out about it because, like, my mom was like, hey, can you come meet me somewhere on this day? And I was like, I can't. I am recording.
Podcast thing.
She's like, what?
You're like, damn it. I don't really talk about it in real life. I'll pimp it on the internet for forever because I don't know these people. Like, it's anonymous. Like, my internet buds, they can talk about it, but in real life, no, it's embarrassing to have a podcast, especially because every podcast is about the exact same things these days. Like, what do you talk about? Like, well, we talk about video games and movies and the news. Like, oh, really? Like, every other podcast that ever existed. It's like, yeah, well, you know, that's what it is, I guess. Anyway, the Super Bowl is coming up on Sunday. Are you excited about that?
Yeah, you know me. I'm a big game day sports fan.
Big football fan.
Yeah.
Who are you rooting for?
I don't know who's playing.
I put you on the spot intentionally. It's the Eagles versus the Patriots.
Okay. I think the Eagles probably.
Because they're not the Patriots.
On the basis that they're not the Patriots.
No, I completely agree. I don't even know if I'll watch the Super Bowl this year, honestly.
Yeah.
I mean, I might, but I'm not really going to like go out of my way. And the Cincinnati Zoo has a hippo that predicts the Super Bowl.
Okay.
And it doesn't look like they did this very scientifically, I have to say. They put some lettuce out, and let me read how this works. Two boxes were placed in front of Fiona, which is the hippo's name.
Okay.
With each team's logo on them. And they had lettuce on them, like, on top of them. Okay. And then Fiona, being a hippopotamus who enjoys lettuce, walked over to one of the boxes and ate the lettuce off the top.
Okay.
And the lettuce that she chose was on the Philadelphia Eagles box, so...
Wow.
There you go. Fiona has made the prediction, which is really stupid. Now that I read this story... It's really dumb because she's never predicted anything before and also has no history of being right. So why do we even care about this at all?
Wasn't there something last year, the last time the Patriots were at the Super Bowl, where there was something at the zoo where they named something Tom Brady and they got in trouble?
Probably. I don't remember that. I think we might have covered this last year.
I think we talked about this.
We did.
There was a zoo in Georgia that named a cockroach, I think.
Oh, that's what it was. Yes. Isn't
that true?
Because, like, a zoo, the competing zoo of the whatever team.
Right, the Atlanta, I don't know who
plays. Yeah. I don't remember. But, yeah, like, the zoos had a competition in each town. It was like, if we win, you have to name an animal after someone on our team, you know what I mean? And so the zoo, wherever it was, named a cockroach Tom Brady, which was a pretty brilliant move, I have to say. That cockroach is probably dead now.
Yeah.
We would like to have a moment of silence for Tom Brady the cockroach. Okay, that's enough. So yeah, Fiona thinks it's the Eagles. And hopefully it will be the Eagles. I don't know. You had some conspiracy theory that you've been poking at this past week.
So I saw this on businessinsider.com.
Oh, that's super. That site is like, I don't even know why it's called Business Insider anymore.
Yeah.
It's not even.
Actually, I saw a link to it on the forum, on a forum, and I thought it was funny. So
Business Insider is the weirdest site. I don't even know what it's about. Like, what is the point of that site?
I mean,
like, it's not about business anymore, and it's not an insight. Like, I don't get it. It just doesn't make sense. Like, I get that. I don't know. It's just the title confuses me.
Maybe that domain name went on sale, and they didn't have, like, a very...
It has to be.
And they just bought it, and were like, okay, well, this doesn't really match with what our content plan is, but...
It's just weird. Yeah, it's just weird. Yeah. It's like, it's a business thing. It's like, it used to be, maybe, but doesn't seem like it anymore. Anyway, go on. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. It says,
a wildly popular conspiracy theory about why there are so many Mattress Firm stores is starting to sound less crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever noticed this? Have you ever seen a lot of
Mattress Firm stores? I have seen a lot of Mattress Firm stores. There's a Mattress Firm in my area that's, like, right next to, like, a bunch of lunch places. And I'm like, why are we here? Like, this is, like, the weirdest location for Mattress
Firm. There are, like, 10 Mattress Firms within driving distance from me.
Really? That's a lot of Mattress Firms.
How are people
Why do we need that many, these many mattresses?
I mean, how do they stay open? How are they making money?
Well, here's the thing about mattresses. No, you're only buying them, like, once every 5 years or 10 years or something.
Yeah.
Maybe there's a guy out there that, like, buys a lot of mattresses.
Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah, it says that Mattress Firm is the largest specialty mattress retailer in the U.S. Specialty mm-hmm. mattress, I think that means, like, a Tempur-Pedic.
Yeah, nicer ones.
A nice one.
Sleep Numbers.
If you buy one of those mattresses, it's going to last you for years.
Oh, I know. I have a Tempur-Pedic. It's like a 10-year warranty or something ridiculous.
Yeah. Some argue that the company has too many stores, sometimes in high concentrations.
Mm-hmm.
And it says that a comment on a certain social media site that shall not be named,
Reddit.com,
suggested that Mattress Firm was laundering money.
So this is just a rumor. This is just a stupid Reddit rumor, then.
Well, here's the thing.
You're going to convince me now.
It started as just a rumor.
Uh-huh. But?
But.
It sounds legit.
I'm not reading this article very closely, but I think some company in South Africa purchased Mattress Firm for $2.6 billion.
Wait, what? In South Africa?
Yes.
Okay, go on. I'm sorry.
They purchased Mattress Firm and all of their stores for $2.6 billion. Wow, which is way more than it was supposed to be worth.
That seems like a lot of money for Mattress Firm.
Yeah. Was so it people are saying that was they're it De Beers? Using... Mattress Firm to launder money. Yeah.
Hmm. A lot of money laundering. So how would that even work? You buy a mattress. I don't know. I don't know how money laundering actually works. Like, do you know how money laundering works?
Money laundering is you have a lot of money.
Sure. That's like dirty.
It's dirty money. You can't use it as is.
Okay. Why not, though? Like, why can't you use it? Because the cops will know about it or something?
Yeah, it's like it's either money that you got from doing crime or it's in such a large quantity that mm-hmm. it's extremely suspicious.
Okay.
And you need to find a way to get that money, like, over time, slowly.
Mm-hmm. I see.
So what you do is you buy, I mean, the classic one for, like, the mafia and stuff is you buy a cleaner, like a mm-hmm. cleaning business.
Mm-hmm.
That's why cleaners and mafias, like, that those two things are, like, really associated. Like, a mm-hmm. cleaner is someone who cleans up corpses or whatever for sure. the mafia.
Mm-hmm.
So you buy, like, a laundromat
mm-hmm.
using all your dirty money, and the money that the laundromat brings in is...
Are you sure you're not just saying laundromat because it's laundering, and you're like, it's a launder? No, I'm just...
No, the game mafia really... cleaner is the guy that, you know, okay, erases okay. the kill. Yeah.
Okay, anyway, go on.
But yeah, that's what you do.
Another so how does it get laundered, though? I still am confused about that.
So you put the dirty money into the laundry mat.
I thought you were gonna put, like, you put it into the washing machine, and then
no, not in the washing machine, but into the business.
Okay. Yeah.
And the money that the laundromat generates is clean money. So
which is good. Okay. So
another good way to do this is gambling. Like, if you go to Monaco and play really high stakes poker, you can use all of your dirty money and get legit money back.
I saw this movie that they did that, and I was like, that's really clever. They, like, they robbed a bank, right? And then they go to a casino, and they, like, put the money in the casino and got chips, right?
Right.
And then they just chilled out for, like, an hour, and then they cashed the chips back in, or cashed them out or whatever, and then got new money back, and then it was like, whoa, that's all clean money now. Mm-hmm. It's like, wow, that's a clever way to do it.
So, yeah. This is what this conspiracy is, though. It says that there are too many mattress firms in highly concentrated areas. There's way more than
there should be.
Than there are people.
So what do you think? Do you think this is a conspiracy theory, or do you think this has some water?
I don't think there's any water to this. I think Mattress Firm is just a business that's losing a lot of money.
I just don't know who's buying all those mattresses. It's very strange.
I bought a mattress a few years ago at a
Mattress Firm. Yeah, a few years ago at one Mattress Firm.
It was expensive, though. It was like $1,000 mattress.
Right, but like, why do we have 20 Mattress Firms in like, you know, the same number of miles, square miles? Just, I don't know. That is weird. It is strange.
Yeah.
Maybe people are buying a lot of, like, mattress accessories. You know, like, I need a new pillow.
I didn't know.
A new bedspread.
That's how they get you. You buy those on Amazon.
I don't know. I don't know how they're still in business. If you know why Mattress Firm has a million stores, we'd love to hear from you. Tweet at us at TimeBatsHow or contact at TimeBatsHow.com via the emails, who no one uses anymore. Do you want to get into some would you rather questions here?
Let's do some would you
rather. I have some great would you rathers for you today. If you don't know what would you rather is, it's a bot on Twitter, WYR_bot, that generates random, really strange questions. It's a neural network bot. And it asks really weird would you rather questions. So, the first would you rather that you have to answer today is would you rather be able to read minds or have sex and have great hearing at the same time?
Read minds or have sex and great hearing.
Yeah, that's a package deal, the second one. Okay. And I'm going to assume if you're able to read minds, then you do not have sex and you do not have great hearing. Like, you have the opposite. Like, you don't have terrible hearing, but it's not great. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and you don't get to have sex.
Yeah, I would say, I'm going to say ever, because we're going to make this interesting. You know what I mean? But reading my, what?
It's just, it's episode 69 of the Time Bat Show. That's the first place my mind goes.
We have a sex question, and I did it on purpose. Ooh, I got the nice sex question. Nice, 420, blaze it. 69. How's it going, weed man?
69. It's going pretty good, chronic bro, or whatever your name is.
A chronic bro. We could have a whole posse of like weed related nicknames.
Yeah.
I say we reformat the show. Instead of having two, instead of just me and you, we have like five or six. And we all have like weed related names. So you're Weed Man, I'm Chronic Bo, we got Chronic Bro, we got like Bong Ripper, we got like Munchy. Bong Ripper. We got like Munchy Matt or something. And then like Toke Steve, I don't know. I mean, there's plenty of weed-related names that we could do. Smokey Joe, I don't know, you know, stuff like that.
Smokey Joe, he sounds like a host. He's the guy that introduces segments.
Hey, I'm Smokey Joe, and welcome to Weed Hour, where we just talk about
weed. You know, we would probably have like a trillion more listeners.
Oh my god, if we made our podcast weed-centric. Like, this is the weed show, or whatever. And, like, we talk about weed and how weed is good, you know? We wouldn't even have to know anything about weed to have this show.
Like, you don't have to, all you have to say is, yep, it's good.
Weed is good. I had some good weed last week. Did you? Yep, I did.
Yep, it was good.
How about you, Smokey Joe? He's like, yeah, it was great. And everyone has, like, these weird, weed adult voices. So like, yeah, it was good.
Yeah, we all talk like that. I don't know why weed people always talk like that.
They do, though. They do. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. But I think the really hardcore ones do. Mm-hmm. I think it's all that weed, you know? It's like...
Willie Nelson.
Mm-hmm. We could have Willie Nelson on the show.
That would be a dream.
if we had a weed show, like, he wouldn't come on the Time Bat show.
No.
But if we had like Weed Hour and be like, Willie, you want to come on the show? And be like, yeah,
sure. He'd be like, you know me.
I love weed. He's in Austin. I could get him on. I could find him and figure out where he lives. And it sounds really weird. Knock on his door and be like, hey, Willie, you want to be on this podcast? Okay, so back to the question. Would you rather be able to read minds or have sex and have great hearing?
I mean, Sex and great hearing. That's what I'll choose. That's my earnest answer.
I mean, that's like the most human of the... Like, it's like, okay, I'll just be a better human. I'll have good hearing all the time. Read minds. I feel like it's one of those, like, genie, grant you a wish
even want that?
Kind of thing. Yeah, it's like, it'll be great in theory, and then in practice it's like, oh, this is rough. I think we talked about this, like, a couple episodes back.
Yeah.
Because if you could read someone's mind, you could read all the bad things they think about you.
Yeah, like, people are constantly thinking really horrible... I mean, maybe they're not, but I am constantly thinking...
Like,
I am just filled with just evil, garbage, nasty thoughts.
And, like, think about, like, any time you're talking to someone that you don't really want to be talking to. Like, maybe you like them, but, like, you're like, oh, I need to get back to what I was doing. And in your brain, you're thinking, like, oh, can you just stop talking already? Like, if you read minds... You would hear that all the time, and it would, like, completely devastate you, I feel like. You know, you'd feel like you have no self-worth anymore.
Yeah.
Because you'd hear that a lot.
You'd hear people saying, like, oh, like, not this guy again.
God, please, this guy's please don't talking talk to me. Please stop! Oh, fucking come on. Go back to your desk or whatever, you know.
Yeah. I don't care about your podcast.
That's what I talk about. I bother people at work, like, have you heard about my podcast? And then I give out our business card. I'm like, I don't care about your stupid podcast. God. Would you rather hug a picture of your dreams or the next best life?
Are they both pictures?
Yeah.
They're both pictures.
But let's assume that you get some energy from this. The picture of your dreams is your dreams. The picture of your next best life is, like, maybe not your dreams, but it's like, oh, it's pretty good. It's the next best thing, you know?
I'm seeing that as, like, slightly worse than this life. Like, it's like this life, but it's just a little worse.
See, I'm interpreting it as the next best thing that isn't your dreams. Like, I wish I was an astronaut. Oh, but I guess I'll be a... I don't know.
I'll work in mission control.
There you go. That's the next best thing, like that. That's my interpretation. I guess you would always want to do your dreams, but at the same time, your dreams are hard to achieve. And the next best thing.
That's true.
It's kind of a heady question.
I would rather hug a picture of the next best thing.
Why? Why?
Because the dream is just too much.
Okay. Well,
it's just too much.
That doesn't make any sense to me. It's too good. I don't want to do that.
I don't like anything that's too good, because then it's like, okay.
It's like too good to be true. You're like, there's some catch here. I don't know about this.
Something's going to... astronaut, right.
Like, something's going to backfire, and I'm going to, like, die in space or something. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. It's not worth it. That's fair. I guess I would do the dreams, because, like, it might backfire, but I don't know. It's worth a shot. Would you rather poop through your nose or walk into a shark?
Oh, no. Oh, this isn't good.
That's the question that got...
You have to do it forever.
Yes, you have to forever. It's just like... That's where it comes from. I'm assuming walking into a shark is going to be a one-time deal. But... I mean, you might live, but it might be bad. You, like, when I say into, I'm not, like, saying, like, walk, run into a shark on the side of the road. I mean, like, his mouth is open, and you're walking inside.
Yeah, he gets you.
He gets you, yeah.
Jeez.
And you might die, you might live. Who's to say?
Really. If you do live, you're probably going to be pretty messed up afterwards.
Right. But, I mean, let's assume you do live for the sake of the question, right? And you maybe had to get an arm amputated, and you got really fucked up in the shark.
Mm-hmm.
That versus having to poop through your nose for the rest of your life.
You know what? It's just kill me. You know, like,
you would rather the shark just eat you. I would rather
the shark just freaking kill me.
You couldn't do it, huh?
I couldn't deal with that.
Couldn't do it.
Because you have to, like, smell it.
Oh, I know. I think that's why it's so hard.
Then you have to, like, blow your nose when you're done.
Oh, it's
like,
man. Oh, yes. God. That's unsanitary. You would never be able to, like, interact with anyone socially ever again. Because
you had a runny nose.
Oh, God. Man, this is a good... Like, would you rather bot really knocked it out of the park on this one?
Yeah.
Just pooping through your nose is one of the most disgusting things I've ever heard in my life.
That's the worst thing I've heard in a long time.
So you'd rather just walk into the shark and be like, end it. I don't want to deal with the pooping through the nose thing.
Yeah.
I think I would go the same way.
I mean, no matter what that shark does to you, at least it can't be worse than having to poop
through your nose. At least you don't have to go through your nose. Yeah. That'd be, where would you, how would you do that? Like, would you...
All right, so you gotta go.
Let's figure this out.
You walk into the stall, you close the door, and they're like, okay, I'm gonna put my face down. Kind of like I'm about to throw up, I guess.
Oh, God. And then you just let it loose.
Let it loose.
Oh, God. The problem with that is how, if you have to go one and two at the same time, what do you do then?
Oh, no.
Like, you could do some, like, maneuver maybe where...
You do a handstand.
That's exactly where my brain went as well. Like, oh, you could do a handstand. And then you just have to, like, be a really good aim.
Yeah, but it would... When you're doing a handstand, your nose is facing upward, so it would come down like a waterfall all over your face.
Oh, this is truly a fate worse than death. This is horrible.
I feel like this is the David Cronenberg movie. Like...
Like The Fly, but instead of The Fly...
The good guy walks into a bathroom stall, and some guy is just doing this.
Just, like, out of the open, though. Like, he didn't lock the door. It's, like, completely open. And he's just like, what the fuck is this?
Like, I'm so sorry. I didn't think there was anyone in here.
He says it while he's doing it, though, and like everything. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay. I was gonna say I don't think you could talk during this process.
The guy's like, "There's someone in here."
This does sound like a David Cronenberg movie. It's like a really creepy body horror thing. It's like a body horror movie, but instead of like body horror, like there's not any like weird appendages. Like, you know, in a lot of these horror movies, like people morph and transform and whatever. Yeah. It's like, it's none of that. It's just people doing things with their body that they shouldn't be capable of doing.
Like the horror is not on the outside of the body. It's what's happening inside.
It's like, why are you able to do this? And why are you doing a handstand when you, when you do it? It makes
everything so much worse.
Oh, God.
I can't get this out of my head.
The handstand man. The handstand man. That would be the title, The Handstand Man. This is creepy.
Yeah, it's super creepy. I can't really disturbing.
I don't want to think about this anymore.
I can't stop.
We're gonna probably accidentally come back to this later on in the show. Yeah. I'm just gonna remind you of the pooping out of your nose
while you're doing a handstand. Like,
so disgusting.
There's a torrent of urine just going everywhere.
I feel like this is like an enemy in Silent Hill or something, yeah. Right?
It symbolizes like your anxiety about public bathrooms.
Like, you're in Silent Hill, you're going down, like, the tunnel or whatever, yeah. Right? And then, like, something just, like, starts running at you, and you realize it's, like, walking on its hands, mm-hmm. And it's, like, urinating and defecating through its nose, like, at the same time. And then it, like, screams, you know? It's like, bah! And you're like, oh my God, I don't want to see this anymore. It does sound like a Silent Hill monster. Okay. Would you rather wear a jellyfish or eat a jellyfish?
Both are gonna suck.
Right?
I mean, wear it, right? That's the...
I don't know.
That's the...
That's like the what?
Earnest answer.
Is it? I don't know. I don't know what would be worse. I've never eaten a jellyfish before. I've never worn one either, to be honest with you.
I've run into them, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I would I mean, at least with wearing it, you don't have to have it inside your body.
Yeah, I mean... You gotta figure if you eat a jellyfish, when you're done eating it, it probably can't hurt you anymore. So you're just gonna get stung in your mouth a lot.
And your throat and your stomach.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad. You'd probably have to go to the hospital if you ate a jellyfish. Well, do dead jellyfish still sting? Do they still, like,
zap you? Some of them do.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this would sting either way. So if you wore it, you would have stings all over your body. But it wouldn't be internal, so that's good. So I guess wearing is more safe. Not really any better, but safe, I guess. All right, well, that was a hell of a would-you-rather segment of the show. I have some Reddits for you today. They're a lot more lighthearted than pooping through your nose.
While handstanding.
Right. So, what is something you're really good at that most people would consider useless? Do you have anything you're really good at that most people would consider useless?
Do you have anything?
This is completely useless. Like, I don't know how anyone would consider this not useless. But you know, like, the tabs on, like, Coke cans and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
I can, like, flick those really far.
Oh, yeah, same. I can do that.
They can spin, you know? They, like, spin like a frisbee. Like, I can flick them, like, really far. Like, 100 yards. Like, really long distance. I learned it one summer, and I was like, oh, this is cool. And I do it all the time. Well, I used to do it a lot in college, and people would look at me funny.
Yeah.
So I've stopped doing it a little, because I'm an adult male man now. Male man. Not a male man. You know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that's one thing I can do that's really useless. I don't really have any, like, hidden talents or anything, though.
Yeah, I don't have something that I'm secretly super good at.
I wish I did. Like, I wish I was really good at magic or something, you know?
Yeah, so, magic, like, would be the one.
If, like, you're talking to people or whatever, and they're just like, okay, I'm bored, and then you're like, da-da, look at that, you know, like, look at that. And you're like, wow, I didn't know you could do magic. Like, yep, I can, you know. I don't know. I feel like magic is something I need to learn, like some basic tricks to wow
people.
It
takes so long to learn it, though.
No.
It's so boring.
I mean, you could learn like 3 or 4 easy tricks, and I feel like those are the ones I would just do over and over. Like, I want to know how to do the coin behind the ear thing or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like
some, 3 balls in the cups.
Yeah,
and
just
all
the stupid, like, quick hand ones, you know? Those. And then maybe 1 card trick. And then, you know, that's enough to make it look like you're good at magic. you know those 3 or something.
You're the magic guy in your friend group.
Right, in your friend group, exactly. Like, oh, he knows how to do magic. It's like, what, great. Like, I'm really bored right now, so I guess let's see some magic. I don't know. Yeah, I don't really have anything else that's like...
I'm just not very good at things in general, I think.
Yeah, me neither. All right, so... You know, when God created the earth, he says, let there be light. What is an alternate phrase that he could have said instead of let there be light that you would say, that you would use? Like, if you created the universe.
What's the first thing I'm saying?
Yeah. What's your, like, catchphrase for doing that?
Let there be weed.
Are you the cosmic weed lord now?
Yeah, I'm the cosmic weed lord.
And then, for some reason, I think the cosmic weed lord has, like, a really deep voice.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, let there be weed. And then he's like,
ugh. He's, like, really fat, and I think he looks like Mr. Popo.
Yeah. Kind of like that. Maybe not. Yeah, I guess Mr. Popo would work. I don't know.
He's, like, purple. He's not, like, a normal color.
Yeah, he's, like, a weird cosmic entity, as it were. Let there be weed. And he breathes really heavily, like...
Yeah. And you go like...
He laughs and then he coughs, yes. I don't know. I would say, like... Ta-da! Or something really, really stupid. I don't know. I don't know what I would say.
I would want to say something funny, but there's no one around to appreciate it.
I know. So see, that's like, the problem. Like... I could come up with a really good joke, but no one's around yet.
So
let there be an audience, and then you pretend that you're about to do something.
Yeah, and then you put in a show or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, I could come up with a really good joke, but yeah, no one's around to hear it, so what the hell's the point of the joke? I don't know. That's weird. What is the worst trait about yourself? Well, this is a really terrible question.
Let's see. I am very lazy.
Me too. I think we both share the same answer to this one.
Yeah, I'm pretty lazy.
We talked about this for a minute on Twitter. Remember we had that really good idea for, what was it? God, I don't remember what it was.
Oh, it was the phone charger that encrypts the electricity.
Yes, the encrypted electricity phone charger.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like the dumbest idea, but we could totally market it to people that would buy, like, people will buy it. Because it would say blockchain compatible, like using the power of the blockchain.
Yeah, so for people who missed that Twitter exchange, the idea is you have an adapter for your phone charger. Like it goes from the power part, like it's just a little extra block that fits on the power part.
An extra blockchain, if you will.
Yeah, an extra blockchain, if you will. And the whole pitch is that it uses
the blockchain
to encrypt your electricity so that the FBI and the government
can't steal your stuff.
Can't spy on you when you plug your phone into a public outlet, which is ridiculous, but
but you could totally sell it to people.
Yeah, people would totally buy it.
And we had the idea you put John McAfee on the front.
Yeah, it's the perfect John McAfee.
And he's just selling it and he's holding the thumbs up and he's like, I take it everywhere I go or whatever. Mm-hmm. And it was a really good idea. And like, it's a total fraud, but people would buy this.
It would be super easy to make. It's really just like a tiny extension cord.
Yeah, exactly. And it has like a block on it to make it look like something
blockchain. You need a block and a chain.
Because nobody knows what the blockchain is. It's like the cloud. Like, nobody knows what the blockchain is. We talked about this when we talked about the Kodak thing. Like, I don't know what the blockchain is. You don't know what the blockchain is. I don't think anybody knows what it is. So you say it uses it, and people are like, oh, the blockchain, it must be important, it must be good, and blah, blah, blah. And then you sell it, and people would buy it. But the point I was trying to make here is I have ideas for stupid shit like this all the time that could sell, but I'm always like, not good enough. I'm not going to do that, because why would I do that? Why would I waste my energy on that?
Here's the thing, though. Like, if it fails, do you want to fail on the blockchain phone charger?
No, not really. I guess, like, that's true.
Is that really the hill you want to die on if you're going to die?
It's like when someone writes my biography, it's like, and he started a blockchain phone charger company and it completely crashed.
Something
like,
he didn't believe in, but he thought stupid people would buy it.
I mean, that would kind of be a fun, at least people would remember me that way, right? That's a depressing thought. But it's true. I mean, yeah. I'd be the blockchain guy. The fake phone charger blockchain. But my point is, like, I'm too lazy to do any of these things.
Yeah.
And I also don't think that they're going to work. But clearly, stupider stuff has been sold to the public.
Yeah.
That was put less effort into it than I can even imagine.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe one day when I'm, like, retired and I have all these dumb ideas, I'm like, I'm just going to invent this and see what happens.
I'm just going to try it. Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe then I'll... Yeah, but laziness is my answer as well. The world is ending, and you have 3 to 5 minutes to listen to a song as you watch the world end. This is kind of a stupid question, but I thought it was kind of...
It's a fine song.
Kind of fun.
It's only one.
Yeah, I mean, you only have 3 to 5 minutes, so yeah, you don't have very long. You can't do any long songs, obviously.
You were posting about this recently. I think Brain Damage and Eclipse, those two are very fitting.
That's a good answer. Someone says War Pigs by Black Sabbath. That doesn't make any sense. That song's
lasts like eight minutes long.
I know.
You don't have time for that, dude.
Come on, people. Like, what? Get your shit together.
House of the Rising Sun by Animals. That's a good one.
That's a good idea. Yeah. I'm just reading people's responses now. These are all bad. People are dumb. All-Star by Smash Mouth. Yep, that's what I want to hear right before I die. That'd be the worst death.
Be like, just end it. Like, I don't want to hear the whole thing.
I just thought of, like, the best funeral song.
in the world, all start by Smash Mouth.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you die, and your last wish is, like, my funeral, all you do is say, this was such and such, he died as he lived, you know, loving life or whatever. And then, hey now, you're an all-star. And that's the whole funeral. That's the whole thing. That's it. Right?
I mean, that's fine. If that's what you, if that's what...
Is it fine?
No, it's totally not fine. Don't put your family through that. That's not cool.
What song would you want at your funeral?
I don't care.
Have you ever thought about it? You don't care.
I'm not going to be there.
Well, if you had to, like, watch your funeral.
If I had to watch it?
Yeah, what song would you want people to play during your funeral?
I don't know. Whatever they want to hear, honestly.
No, that's not... No. Okay, you're forced... You're on your deathbed, and someone comes over to you and, like, what do you want at your funeral? And they're like, I don't care. And you're like, it's my last wish before you go for you to tell me what song you want on your funeral. And what do you say?
I don't know. Play... Is it something... All right, is this for me personally, or is this for... Am I catering to the crowd here?
Either way, whatever you want to do.
Because my answer changes depending on which one of these it is.
What's your answer for both, then?
For both? Okay. Yeah. So if I'm having just, like, other people...
Uh-huh.
I just want, like, a standard organ hymn. Just something...
Boring.
No words.
Boring organ thing? Okay.
Yep.
But if it's for you...
How about... Life is a Cabaret from the musical Cabaret.
Okay. I don't know why that... Yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, that makes sense. I like it.
How about yours?
I don't know. When I was, like, 18, I wanted... I don't know if I still want this. But have you heard the song Big Rock Candy Mountain?
Yes.
For a while there, I was like, I want that at my funeral.
In the Big Rock Candy Mountain.
It's so upbeat and happy.
Yeah, that would actually be a good funeral
song. It's dumb as all hell, but I don't know. I wanted that.
It's dumb. That's a nice song.
Yeah, so I wanted that as my funeral song. I still think, I guess, if I died today, sure, that's what I want. But
yeah.
I feel like I can come up with a better answer. But that's what I wanted when I was, like, a teenager. I was like, that would be really
That's kind of the feel you want.
Yeah, like, it's like, don't be sad. Yeah. I'm off to the Big Rock Candy Mountain. Where you never have to change your socks and such and such. All right, one more question, then we can get into trivia, I guess. Would you date a guy or a girl with one eye?
Yes.
Really? First, really quick response.
And I'd be happy about it.
You'd be happy? Why would you be happy about it?
I like people that have weird things on their body.
I'm not... Yeah, that's fine.
I like that. I think it's cool.
Uh-huh.
Like, I would feel sad that they lost their eye. Like, that would probably be not a good experience for them.
But you'd be like, this is cool.
Yeah, things like big scars and, like, missing eyes and fingers and stuff. I love that stuff. Left.
You like missing fingers?
Yeah, I love it.
What?
I don't know. I'm super weird. There's something wrong with
me. Is there, like, a dating site where you can go on and be like...
Oh. Yeah, give me some fucked up people.
That's give me some missing appendages. That's what I want to see. Yeah. Have you seen The Royal Tenenbaums, the movie?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a girl in the movie. It's Gwyneth Paltrow's character has, like, a missing pinky or something. And she, like, smokes cigarettes. That was the first thing I thought of when you said missing finger.
Yeah, but that's... Don't you agree, though, that's kind of cool? Like, that adds some, like, really mysterious character.
I think it's cool. Like, how did she get her finger, like, chopped off or whatever?
Yeah, like you don't want to ask, but you're like...
But you're like, ooh. Sense of, I don't know, it's like a little allure there. Ooh, I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, that's my feeling. I don't know. I like people that don't have normal bodies, I guess.
It's like they have a story to tell.
Yeah, like a good one.
So you're pro missing an eye. Well, I wouldn't say pro, but, like, it doesn't bother you at all.
No, it wouldn't.
Good for you. Good for you.
Would you not?
No. I think I would, but I'm not like you. Where I'm like, yeah,
give me that.
I'm not like excited about it or anything. Like, yeah, here we go. Now, okay, here's a question: would you prefer them to wear an eye patch or a glass eye?
See, both have advantages.
Mm-hmm.
Eye patch is cool.
Like, eye patch looks like a pirate. Looks cooler, yeah. You look like you're a character from, like, Kill Bill or something.
Yeah, but a glass eye, you can do that gross thing where you where take you it take out.
Take your eye out, yeah.
Yeah.
So I worked with someone that had a glass eye once, mm-hmm. and I didn't know they had a glass eye for, like, a year. Okay, like I always thought their eye was just kind of like lazy because it didn't move, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And one day we were eating lunch, like with a couple of the people, and he just takes his glass eye out. And I was like, what did you just do? I like freaked. It took me like 10 seconds to realize this was a glass eye. But I don't know. I feel like that would be a really fun thing to have. Like, it wouldn't be fun to lose an eye, but to have a glass eye. Yeah. I would frequently freak people out that don't know I have
one. I would love to be able to do that.
It would be very entertaining, I feel like. Or you could go the other route and have a glass eye that's like solid color, so it's like obvious that it's a glass eye.
Have like a LED light inside.
Well, no, like you could go like the Bond villain route, right? Where it's like all black or all like purple or something.
Yeah.
You know, it's like obviously a glass eye. Or you could get one that's like, okay, this looks like a real eye. And you pop it out and then you're like, look at my glass eye, you know. There are people out there that draw glass eyes. I just realized that.
That's like their career. They make glass eyes
for somebody's people. Somebody's got to do it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you... I wonder how you... Glass eye. It's probably similar
to making marbles, but you'd have to paint it.
Glass Eye Studio. Okay, so you could buy a glass eye in Seattle. Oh, no, this is like some stupid... No, I don't know. I don't know how to do it. I'm not getting anything on the internet, so I don't really know how to make a glass eye. I bet you could go to a hospital and they'll set you up with like a prosthetic person, and they will.
Yeah, they'll take care of you.
They'll figure it out.
Yeah, it wouldn't bother me at all. I would actually like it.
All right, last question for Trevor. I know I said that was the last one, but this one's funny. Is it okay to eat tuna a lot? like a lot. That's what they said. Like, I love tuna, but I eat it a lot. And I mean a lot. This is a direct quote for the Reddit question.
I mean, I really like tuna.
They're concerned that they might get mercury poisoning.
Oh, that's... I thought they were just concerned, like... like they're just eating too much.
Like, my body is just tuna.
It's probably not good for you to eat a lot of tuna.
So, according to some rando on the internet, he says, or she says, it depends on the body weight and type of tuna you consume, but in general, eating one can of tuna every 3 days is safe. More than that, and you'll likely be slowly building up mercury in your body. Huh. They don't list a source or anything, they're just saying it. I don't know how true that is.
That seems like a lot of mercury is in tuna, if that's true.
I know,
one
right?
One can is not a lot.
One per day, I feel like you'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you'd be okay.
If you eat one can of tuna today, or a day, let us know, and we'll set the record straight. Do you want to get into trivia? It's your turn this week.
Yes, it is. Trivia time.
That was our new jingle that I just invented.
So before trivia, I'll have you choose three lifelines for your three questions. You can choose 5-second Google, 10-second mm-hmm. Bing, 15-second mm-hmm. Yahoo, 30-second Ask. Is that how that works?
Yeah.
You can Monty Hall.
50, no, I think it's 40-second Ask.
Make it 30. 40 is too long.
Oh, fine.
Or phone a friend, rhyme time, ask a rando. It is your pick.
I'm going to do 30-second Ask. I'm going to do Monty Hall. I'm going to do Ask a Rando again, because I'm feeling good about Ask a Rando today.
Good. All right, your first question is geography.
Okay, I love geography.
Where would you find the Sea of Tranquility?
Oh, this is easy.
Dang it.
It's the moon.
Well, do you want to hear what the possibles?
Yes, let's hear the possibles.
Is it A, Mars's moon, Phobos?
Uh-huh.
Is it B, our moon? Mm-hmm. Is it C, Jupiter's moon, Europa? Mm-hmm. Or is it D, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin. See, that's fun. That's just a funny answer. I like that. Yeah. No, it's our moon. Final answer. I know it's the moon.
Yes, our moon is correct.
You have to realize I know a lot about the moon. I like space and stuff. I know where the Sea of Tranquility is.
Yeah, I know you like space and stuff, but I really just wanted to have Wisconsin as an answer. That's
what happened. Is it in Wisconsin? I feel like that would be a good question to ask randomly on the street. Like, where's the Sea of Tranquility? Is it A, the moon, or B, Wisconsin? And people would be like, I bet most people would Wisconsin, be like, oh, Wisconsin. Yeah. There's no sea is on the moon. You know, and I mean, they're technically right, but anyway.
All right, your second question is biology.
Okay.
Who invented the rabies vaccination? Okay. Is it A, Alexander Rabies? Is it B, Jean-Luc Rabies?
No, you're lying.
Is it C, Louis Pasteur?
Oh, God. Okay.
Or is it D, Benedict von Braun?
I don't think it's anyone with rabies in their name. I mean, maybe it is. There are two of them.
I might be saying it wrong. It might be French.
But rabies, like that. Like
rabies.
Jean Rabies. What was the guy's name again?
Jean-Luc Rabies?
Jean-Luc Rabies. Weren't there another rabies guy?
Alexander Rabies. Alexander Rabies.
That sounds like a character in a TV show that like gets bitten by a dog.
Yeah.
And then like transforms into like a... I think he has like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Where he like transforms into like a werewolf... like sentient or whatever at night, and his name's, you know, they name him really on the nose names.
Yeah, Alexander, like, Rabies.
But they would spell it in like a way that doesn't exactly spell
like
out
Rabies would be his name.
Yeah, it'd be like Alexander Raby or something.
So what you have to do is Alexander Rabies gets rabies as a werewolf.
Mm-hmm.
And he's dying.
Okay.
Because, you know, rabies will kill you.
Sure.
He has to convince, I don't know what, like some woman or man or whatever.
Uh-huh.
He has to convince them as a werewolf to get him the rabies vaccine.
As a werewolf.
Yes.
But he like can't talk or anything. Or maybe he can.
I mean, maybe he can talk. He's just like, listen, I need
to. I'm a werewolf right now.
And the other person's like, ah!
Janet, it's me. It's Alexander Rabies.
It's me, Alexander Rabies.
I need your help. I need you to get the rabies vaccine and shoot it into me. You need to go to the veterinarian.
You need to go to my lab because he invented it.
Oh, he invented the rabies. Oh, okay. Oh, I see how this works now.
Yeah, there's a rabies accident at the lab. It's a werewolf accident.
He was like trying to cure rabies.
Yeah.
And he was like, I'm going to, he's one of those scientists where he's like, no one will be able to, no one will approve me testing a rabies vaccine.
Yeah, on a human.
So I can only try it on myself.
And he has to give himself rabies.
So he gives himself rabies, and then he gives himself a rabies vaccine that accidentally transforms him into a werewolf.
Yeah.
And then while he's a werewolf, he sees what's wrong and is like, okay, I know what I did wrong, but before that happened, like, he gets run out by, like, the police or something, or, like,
yeah,
you know, people with pitchforks or something. They're like, get him, he's a werewolf, you know. And then it's like, I gotta find Janet.
Janet, it's me, Alexander Rabies.
She'll know what to do. This sounds like a really good movie.
I would watch the heck out of this movie.
Alexander Rabies. It would be spelled like Raybees or something like that. So yeah. It's not so on the nose as rabies. Anyway, back to the question. Sorry I got sidetracked by Alexander Rabies. I think I'm going to use Monty Hall on this one.
Okay.
And I'm going to lock in Alexander Rabies.
It is either A, Alexander Rabies,
don't be B,
or C, Louis Pasteur?
Thank God it's not the other rabies person. Then I would have to choose between the two rabies
people. Alexander and Jean-Luc.
Is it Alexander rabies or Jean-Luc rabies? Jean-Luc rabies would be like R-A-I-B-E-I-S. With he's like one of those.
Nemesis.
Yeah, with like one of those like accent marks over one of the letters. Yeah, he's the nemesis. He turns into like a bat or something instead of a werewolf. Because bats can get rabies too.
Yeah, they can.
You know, so he'd be like a bat. And then, like, he's the they're both competing to cure rabies faster.
Yeah, the other guy is experimenting with bats.
Mm-hmm. And Jean-Luc's experimenting with the dogs.
Yeah.
And they're both trying to cure rabies faster than the other. They got, like, an Einstein or an Edison versus Tesla thing kind of going on.
Yeah.
You know, they're racing to see who can cure rabies
I think faster. Alexander is probably, he's the one to first discover, like, the one that turns you into an animal.
Mm-hmm.
And when Alexander leaves his lab one day, Jean-Luc sneaks in.
Or he has, like, his hired goon sneak in. And
steal. Yeah, and he gets it. And then he, like, modifies it for bats.
Mm-hmm. Like, it's not a cure yet, but he's, like, close or something.
Yeah.
And then he makes his thing.
And there's like a werebat versus werewolf.
And then Jean-Luc has to like try to kill Alexander.
Yeah.
Because Alexander, if he turns into a human, he'll reveal that Jean-Luc stole it from him. And Jean-Luc's probably like doing some weird experiments on like humans or something too.
Yeah.
Because he's like crazy, you know.
Yeah.
You know, he's, like, got human... He's got, like... He, like, steals, like, homeless people and, like, does his rabies experiments. And Alexander knows this. Mm-hmm. And so Jean-Luc has to kill Alexander. So there's, like, this whole werewolf versus bat thing. Vampire bat thing. This sounds like a great, like, Sci-Fi Channel original
movie. Yeah, this is such a sci-fi direct movie.
Like, I can see the, like, poster right now. It's, like, a werewolf and a bat. Like, a vampire... Like a big bat.
And there's a man holding a beaker filled with green liquid.
In the middle. But yeah. They're, like, jumping at each other and, like, about to, like, you know, like, claw each other or something. And it's called, like, rabies or something like that.
Yeah. The opening scene is totally, like, a teen house party.
And, yes.
Like, the werewolf runs in and fights the bat.
What? But they haven't turned into that
yet. And then it goes 5 years ago. You know?
Yeah, that's so perfect. 5 years earlier. Because, like, the audience is like, what? Why is there a bat?
There's a party and a werewolf is fighting a bat.
Like, what's going on here? I don't understand. Like,
this is awesome, but what's happening?
You're starting, like, in media res. And you're just like, what is happening? And then it's like, they both knock each other out unconscious. And then it's like, five years earlier. And then it explains the whole backstory.
Yeah.
I love how it's like a college party. And they're like drinking.
It has to be. It's a sci-fi movie.
They're like drinking beer. They're talking about stupid. Oh, and they have like the Wolfman is on TV or something that, right? You gotta have TV. like a nod to that or something.
Yeah.
And then you got like you're following this like jock guy who's like he's doing like the beer handstand thing.
Yeah. The where you drink the beer upside down.
Yeah, on the keg or whatever. And they're like, oh, and then all of a sudden. Crashes in through. Oh man, that would be a good opening scene. Like I would be hooked. Perfect. I'd be like, I gotta watch this movie now. Like I don't know how did this happen. What is this? And like, you get some clues that this bat and this werewolf man are humans because they have like shreds of clothes still on them and stuff.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Like, before they transformed,
the werewolf has like torn shoes, like dress shoes on his feet.
I just love 5 years earlier.
Yeah.
Like, they fight each other, and then they both, like, you know, they injure each other enough where they both, like, jump out the window. And then the college students are like, what was that? And then, like, Yeah, and then they're like, whoa! And then black screen 5 years earlier, and then you're like,
oh, and you know what you need?
Oh, man.
Okay, so you need, like, the couch of stoners to be like, whoa.
Yes, they're like the comic relief of the movie. Yeah. Like, what's going on, dude? It's like, I don't know, I think we got some bad weed here.
It's like man, Joe, what was this stuff?
Joe gave us some bad stuff, man. Yeah. I'm seeing like a werewolf thing, and there's like a bat dude. Yeah, and then their last line is like, once they like leave, they're like, whoa, and then it's black screen 5 years
later. Yeah.
Okay, I'm sorry. I got really off track.
That was perfect. No, that's an...
Alexander, and what was the other option that I had?
Louis Pasteur.
I'm going to go with Louis Pasteur, final answer.
No, it's Alexander Raby.
Damn it! No.
No, it's Louis Pasteur. Okay, good.
Alexander Raby. That's
the funniest name.
My son will be named Alexander Raby. Yes. No, it's not true. All right. Okay.
Your last question is about books.
Books?
Mm-hmm.
I like books.
How tall would a double elephant folio book be?
Oh, what now?
I guess this is like a publishing term.
Okay.
So how tall would a double elephant folio book be?
I have no idea what that means, but all right. Double elephant folio.
A, 20 inches. Mm-hmm. B, 30 inches. C, 40 inches. Or D, 50 inches.
I have no idea. I don't even know what a double elephant folio book is. Why is there an elephant in the book? That's what I want to know.
I guess it means large, because these are all really big books. I don't think I've ever seen a 20-inch book, and that's the smallest choice.
What I don't understand... So this is like a book term, right?
Yeah.
So instead of calling it a double large book, they're like, let's name it after an animal. It's the double elephant book.
I like that. I like the animal name.
To a layman, it makes no sense, though. Do they have, like, the double cheetah and, like, the double tortoise or something, too?
I don't know, maybe.
I mean, I don't know how this works. Like, it doesn't make any sense. The double blue whale, that's, like, their biggest
one. Yeah, that's the big one.
It's super big. All right. What lifelines do I have left?
I think you have Ask Orlando, and you have...
I have Ask.com.
Ask.com.
All right, I'm going to do Omegle first, because it's not going to work. Yeah. So I'll just do it first, and I'll ask someone out there if they know.
Starting the clock, right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Oh my god, that was quick. I just opened it, and then they just linked me to a, you know.
Maybe the answer is on that site that they linked
to. Yeah, that's great. What is the question again?
It is, how tall would a double elephant
folio book be? Wow, someone gave me their text number. Oh, they disconnected me. How tall would a double elephant folio be in trivia? Your answer would be awesome. Thanks. I'm, like, trying to chat like I'm a teenager here, because I feel like that's all the people are. Hi, what?
Did you get any response?
They gave me their Skype name.
Maybe you should Skype them.
Yeah, that'll work.
Okay, so that's a minute elapsed.
One
more minute.
How tall is a double elephant folio book? All right, if this guy doesn't work, then that's fine. He says he's a male.
That's good.
I'll pretend I'm a female. 22F. Yeah. Dallas. Too tall to count. That's what he says.
That's good. Okay. Tell him to Google it, because, you know.
Google it for me. Damn, Dallas too. Oh, he's in Dallas.
That's
good. Oh, yeah? What part? How long do I have in this answer?
I'll give you...
Because I want to talk to this guy a little more.
20 seconds. That's all you need.
Okay. Southlake. Oh, cool. Oh, cool. I'm like 10 minutes from there. Just off the airport. Wow.
Is this actually a real human?
Yeah, no, he's talking to me. He thinks I live in Dallas. I accidentally said I'm in Dallas, and he's in Dallas, too. All right, I got to leave before this gets weird. All right, I'm going to do Ask. He's going to be like, let's meet up. Double elephant folio, right?
Yep.
Folio book. All right. I'm on ask.com. I'm ready for
you. 3, 2, 1, go.
Double elephant folio book height, right?
Yes.
Height. Book size. Wikipedia. Largest book. Double elephant 50 inches tall.
50 inches tall, D, is correct.
Yes. Why is it called double elephant folio? I don't understand these naming conventions.
I think elephant
Holy
is probably 25
moly,
inches.
This is weird. Folio, quarto, imperial octavio, super octavo, royal octavo, medium octavo, octavo, crown octavo, duodecimo or twelvemo, sextodecimal, octodecimal, trigedecimo, secundo, quadriplegic octavio.
Quadriplegic? No, that's not real.
It's, I don't know. I said it right. Sexagesimo and double elephant. Like, what? Who named these? Who? I don't understand this. I kind of feel bad for this Dallas man. I feel like I got his hopes up, and now I, like,
yeah, he's been wading through a sea of bots all night to
and
find
he's
someone.
Like, damn, I found a girl that lives in Dallas. She's my age. She lives near the airport like me. If you're the guy that we were just talking to, I'm really sorry. Like, I didn't mean to do that. I just, that's what happens sometimes. Okay, so I got that right. I got it right.
Yes, you got, I think, all questions right.
No, I got the first one wrong, didn't I?
You know, you got the moon.
Oh, yeah.
The Sea of Tranquility.
And I got the one with rabies because...
Alexander rabies.
It was so good. We have time for, like, one more question.
Okay.
I have to find a really good one, though. I'm finding it. Entertain our audience while I find a question.
So, you know, this weekend, how about that Super Bowl?
Super Bowl.
Game day. All right. Help me, help me. I'm struggling.
Thanks for that. Yeah. You're doing great. This is a good one. What are some good band names? It's top of your head. Good band names. Oh, go ahead.
I don't know.
Do you have nothing?
Jefferson Starship is an excellent
band. I meant like made up band names.
Oh, made up. Okay.
Like you just made them up. I actually compile a list every... This is like one of the things that I do in my spare time. Not in my spare time, but whenever I hear a cool phrase, then I'm like, oh, that sounds like a good band name, I will write it down. So I have a lot of...
What are some of yours? I'm
of
curious.
Of good band names. I have a whole like text document that I email to myself back and forth. Let me bring it up really quick. I'll just run through like two. My favorites. If I ever had a band... Oh, this is a good one. Solid Rhythm Doubt. That's a good band name.
Yeah, that's good.
Kingdom Death Monster. That would be a metal band.
Yeah.
We talked about Massive Cosmic Joint already. That's a good band name.
That's an awesome, like, stoner band, yeah.
Or Cosmic Weed Lord. It could be either. They could be, like, a double bill. Like, they could be, like, you know, either or whatever. Anyway, I have a bunch like that. Those are like the high points, I guess you could say. I thought of a really good one like 2 days ago, and I forgot to write it down. This is what happens to me.
Alexander Rabies versus the Werebat.
Alexander Rabies. That's a band name. Alexander Rabies and the Werebats.
And the Werebats.
Because they're like his backup band.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And then Joaquin, what is his name? Jock something or other?
Jean-Luc.
Yeah. Jean-Luc, that would be like the competition band. The sequel to this movie, by the way, is they both like start a band and then do like a battle of the bands.
Hang on, have you seen Scott Pilgrim?
Yeah.
It's just like that.
The sequel is?
Yeah.
Yeah. So Alexander Rabies is Scott Pilgrim in this scenario.
Yes.
And then Jean-Luc Rabies...
Is whatever
like
they're
one of the evil like the
band.
He's like the leader of the evil X's or whatever, the evil band. And he has to like Alexander has to like figure it out. I don't know how we set the sequel up in the original though. Like it seems like there's a lot of hoops to jump through to like set up for the sequel.
We could make it work.
We could figure it out. There's like a time jump involved and They go back to high school for some reason, like even
yeah,
though they're
like a prequel. It's a prequel.
It's a prequel. But why are they? They're not any werewolves anymore. Then, if it's a prequel, I mean that's fine. Maybe
Yeah, you're right. There's time travel involved. He goes back to warn himself.
Don't make the rabies vaccine. It only leads to bad things. And then he invents a time machine. And then Jean-Luc is like, no, Alexander is not going to be the first to invent a time machine. I'm going to steal it. So he goes and steals his time machine, like, blueprints. Mm-hmm. And then they time travel at the same time.
They have to warn their past selves, listen, you have to win the Battle of the Bands. The future of the rabies vaccination depends on it.
And for some reason, Jean-Luc is also in the Battle of the Bands. This is like the Back to the Future trilogy. And then the third one, they go to the Old West.
For God knows whatever reason.
For what? They'll figure something out. And then they need like a Doc Brown kind of character. In high school, there's like a doctor. There's like the mentor. Yeah. They have a shared mentor in high school.
Their science teacher, the one that inspired them to be scientists originally.
Right. He's in the Battle of the Bands. And then in the third one, they all fall into a time loop thing and all go back into like the 1880s.
Yes.
With the science teacher. And this is, we just have a trilogy now. Alexander Rabies, the trilogy. Who's our sponsor today, Bad Snacks?
Our sponsor today is going to be Hogan's Pretzel Pizza.
Hogan's what?
Hogan's Pretzel Pizza.
What's a pretzel pizza?
It's a pizza made out of pretzels. Mm. Not like individual ones, but it's a big pretzel.
Like a pretzel dough kind of thing?
Yeah,
frozen dinner. That sounds kind of good.
You can get them at your local
grocery store,
whatever, mart. Yeah.
Do you have one right now?
I had one earlier.
Is it good? Were they good?
Yeah, they're delicious.
Wow, that's great. I'm so
strongly
glad.
Strongly recommend them.
That has been episode 69, nice, of the Time Bad Show. Sorry. Of the Time Bad Show. I've been your host, Time Basis.
And I've been
I've been your host, Bong River.
Thank you.
420.
And I've been your host, Weed Man 69.
And remember, when you need to go to the loo...
don't... take a poo through your nose while doing a handstand and urinating all over yourself.
Good night, everyone. Drive safely.